Another death from a deadly flesh-eating bacteria has been reported in Louisiana. Health officials warning that infections from the Vibrio vulnificus virus are now up to 26 cases in Louisiana this year. In all, 6 of those cases have been fatal. Typically, Louisiana sees just 1 death per year related to this flesh-eating bacteria. The Washington Post is reporting that the White House is planning to deploy up to 1,000 National Guard troops to various cities throughout Louisiana. Governor Jeff Landry supports the idea, but Democratic Congressman Troy Carter, who represents New Orleans, says Landry and state police have already implemented an alternative to the National Guard that has proven to lower crime in New Orleans, and that's Troop NOLA.
They have worked in a collaborative way with our local police department, and their presence and their knowledge of police work and municipal laws are making a difference.
The new Office of Louisiana Highway Construction has set a big goal to fix 62 small bridges in rural areas of Louisiana by the end of next year. Director Archie Chasson says it typically takes 2 years for DOTD to repair a bridge, but that's not the case for this office.
We have things like Emergency Procurement Authority and some other things that the legislature gave us to go tackle some of these things quicker.
The legislature used $100 million from the state's Rainy Day Fund to pay for the bridge replacement program. From Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.